Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Did you ever notice that silence and bad things go hand in hand? A quiet before a storm, a minute-long reminder of those who are no longer around, or that momentary pause before you realise you have a knife sticking out of your belly button. So in that tradition, we're going to be bringing you a number of short stories full of silence. Noisy, evil silence. Stories of murder gods, people made mute, deprivation tanks, and even a story about I want to say a dog, but maybe that should be more like a beast. Anyway, here, we have some silence for you. Please take it. Today we will have a short flash fiction story, Valentine's Day themed, written and voted for in our Facebook group, organised by the amazing Joshua Boucher, and the horrific Valentine's themed art for today's episode was provided by James Ortiz. Thanks so much for that, James. It's deliciously horrifying. By the way, if you're in the Facebook group, our book of the month that we're all going to be reading for the Hawk and Readers Club is House of Leaves by Mark Z. Danielewski. I think that's how you pronounce that. I'm looking forward to reading it. Apparently it's a very unnerving and surreal and strange book. It sounds right up my street, so I'm looking forward to that. If you also want to read it and have a chat about it with us, go to facebook.com/groups/hawkandcleaver and join today. This Saturday just gone, we went to a podcast convention called Pod UK. We were representing the podcast network, Hawk and Cleaver, all you guys who listen to the show. We went there and we met TOS writer John Crinan. It was a great time. We also met some cool people I want to give a shout out to. I want to give a shout out to Matthew from a Scottish podcast, Gemma Amore from Calling Darkness and No Sleep podcast, and also just the bunch of guys there who put on a great show. The Rusty Quill guys were there, we met them. It was cool. It was weird to see people who you hear their voices so often, and then when you meet in person and realise, oh, they're not just ephemeral creatures who exist only in voice. They have a body, they have a physical manifestation. Interesting. It's just strange, isn't it? Anyway, it's my dream to keep doing live appearances and maybe do some live shows for the other stories at some point in the future. I'd love to meet some real true blue TOS listeners out there in a while. So maybe you listen to this and you think there's a convention or something near you that we might be suitable for. So please let us know and we'll see who we can send down. It might be If you're in the US, we might be one of the narrators or one of the writers over there, or potentially you're down in London in the UK. Just let us know wherever you are, and I want to see if we can get a live show or something happening wherever you guys are based. So, I won't go in for too long. I'd like to crack on with our Valentine's flash fiction story, Hey Valentine, written by Amanda Lang and narrated by Erica Ventura. Please be warned, in today's episode there is some graphic and racy content that may not be suitable for younger ears, so please cover your child's ears. Also, I've heard reports of your child's ears coming to life and destroying small towns in Norway, so please cover them. Anyway, on with the show.
Your eyes pop open. Yeah, that's right, asshole. Sit up. Take a look around. It's still dark out. Hate to startle you like this, all alone in your bed. Like that night you woke me. So, what gave me away? The moan of your door? The whisper of my footsteps? My deliberate gaze shivering down your backbone? For me, it was the tug of your greasy fingers twisting in my hair. You grunt and go very still, your eyes straining to adjust to the darkness I bring. You can't quite believe I'm here, can you? Your balls must be crawling, hairy little things, shrinking away like a dog tucking tail.
Who's there?
You finally whisper. I lean in, a hiss of icy wind, and use your own line against you. Hey, Valentine.
Who the fuck's there?
You scramble from your mattress. Cum crusted sheets tangle around your ankles and you crash to the floorboards. I expel a girlish giggle. You might not remember my name, but surely you recall the curves of my body. Remember how you stood above me, licking me over with bedroom eyes? How the candlelight and soft music were all in your head? You wobble to your feet. I block the doorway. Another trick of yours. And my silhouette fills your escape. Dark velvet hips and breasts. Long coltish legs stretching forever into the abyss.
Here to play?
You chuckle. Still clutching your imaginary swagger. You drink me in with a toothy, wet grin. You don't want to escape me. But you should. I let the moonlight from the window sharpen the edges of my lust-bitten lips, my shattered teeth and jawbone, my fractured eye socket. I rise up taller, thrust out my chest, and the moon glow sinks between the curved horns of my ribcage, exposing my pale, unbeating heart. Your grin unhinges, and your swagger drains down your leg, a growing yellow puddle. Words fail you, but do you remember what you said to me back when I was pretty? You're hot when you're scared, you delicious cunt. Bet you say that to all the girls. Do you also bash their faces into their headboards? Stretching my mouth into a banshee's wail, I lunge toward you. You shriek and fumble for the bedside lamp. The light dissolves me. You stand alone in your yellowed undies, whimpering with laughter. You think I was nothing but a wet dream. You think you're safe inside your bedroom. But like me, you're wrong. I'm here. just as you were always there, watching, waiting for your opportunity to make a little romance. Hey, Valentine. I thrust my hand out from the abyss, punch deep into your rib cage, and capture your oily, hammering heart. Your horror-struck eyes practically beg me to continue. You flail. You writhe. You know you want it. I squeeze until you pop. When I pull out, you slump to the mattress, spilling blood like cheap wine. Was it good for you, too? My ravaged soul sighs.
That story was Hey Valentine, written by Amanda Lang and narrated by Erica Ventura. Now, on with the silence.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.